This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's show. It's a Bumblayer Wednesday. We have a listener who has a Love Island-themed job. Also, we talk fit names. And have we worked out the secret act that might be playing Radio 1's Live Lounge Month? Scott here. Happy Wednesday. All right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. Bumblayer Wednesday today. Needed.
Spent a lot of time together over the last 24 hours, haven't we?
Yeah. But lots of fun.
Loads of fun. So last night, me and Chris were in Mid Wales. I was playing at the Young People's Village at the Royal Welsh Show, which was awesome last night.
And then I was DJing. Well, I was like 5 minutes away from you for the lovely people at Pen My Knee.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really good. Really, really fun last night.
Which I pronounced wrong a couple of times, which I think annoyed people.
On stage.
I was like, Pen My Knee.
Oh, no. Good.
But really wasn't that. But yeah. I got there in the end. All good.
And did you enjoy your stay at Echo Falls last night at my house?
Yeah, it was good to be back there. Because you know what? I haven't stayed at yours properly. Do you remember there was quite a long period of time where I was staying at yours? To the point where you were kind of annoyed because I was there every night.
Yeah.
Just because it was so convenient. And,
sure, for work, yeah.
And yet your place is like a hotel, really, isn't it?
I try to...
Although it's a bit of a mess at the moment.
It is a bit of a mess.
What's going on? Are you okay? I've
just not been there much, Chris, to be honest. But
it's like a jungle in there.
But it's not that bad. There's just a few... I just haven't tidied up, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. But how did you rate your stay?
It was good. If I was on four rooms, I would say the hospitality was good. There was no breakfast provided, which I thought was a bit off from you.
But you got a towel and a coffee?
Mate, you burst into my room earlier, handed me a coffee and threw a towel in my face, which wasn't quite, you know, how you should be doing at Airbnb.
I actually did say as well, I know you wouldn't normally do this, but if you have a shower, it'll make you feel better.
Also, the other thing you said, which I found really odd, but I was a bit overtired because we got back at like 6 this morning, you went, go and have a shower. I know it's not what you normally do, but there's a lovely new shower head on there.
There is.
Why would you say that?
Because do you not feel the flow of the water as much?
I don't care. Why would you say that?
Oh.
Lovely new shower head on
there. Had it fit just for you.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills here. Olivia's been on. So many messages coming in about our Live Lounge month. She says, OMG, Foos, Jay-Z, 30 Seconds to Mars and The Killers. I'm in heaven. Our lineup for Live Lounge month is ridiculous.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, like out of this world ridiculous. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Clara announced the whole lineup earlier. Why is summer off, please?
Yeah, it's disappointing, but what do you expect? What do you want to be happening?
Like sun.
Like full-on sun. And you're in shorts and everything today.
Well, here's the thing. I'm refusing, and this will continue, I'm refusing to not dress summery because it's actual July, and therefore the sun should be a-shining and it should be hot.
Is summer over?
No, I think August is going to be all right. But I'm going shorts until at least September, just to let you all
know. Well, perhaps
know.
If everyone does the same, it might sort of will it along a little bit
it's
more.
It's not working at the moment. My sunglasses in the rain earlier were a nice touch, I think. Yeah. I'm just refusing to let it happen.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Hey, it's Scott. I've got 21 Pilots Stressed Out coming up. That was Jonas Blue. So, Love Island finished on Monday. I think we can assume that we can say who won now. No plot spoilers. You should have caught up, if not. I can't just sit on this for days, hoping that you'll watch it on catch up at some point. Ooh, get me. Kem and Amber won.
Everyone yesterday, it got to about 9 o'clock and everyone was like, I don't know what to do with myself anymore. All over social. It's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
And we spoke to a girl called Kate who had a Love Island party. Like, she had a fire pit in her house, hideaway, and an iPad in the toilet for messages, just like the show. But there was really cringe on the final, though, when we got to hear the couple declaring their love for each other. In their declarations, here's Chris and Olivia. Cringe.
Our journey is ending, where another will begin. And to me, you're snowy, if I was Tintin. Your cuddles in the morning and your kisses at night, but your freckles are one of my favourite sight. So thank you for your love and allowing me to show mine. And sorry for the arguments. I promise things will be fine. And I love you.
Oh, my God.
And I love you. I've known you 6 weeks.
It's horrible.
I love you.
It's horrible.
Well, that was cringe, but not as cringe as when I rang a tanning salon to declare my love of spray tans. Like they did the declarations on the show, we decided to declare love for some of our favourite things.
Yeah.
But now, I can't imagine my life without you.
And that's how you feel about a spray tan.
Oh. Or when Chris rang a takeaway pizza shop to declare his absolute love of pizza.
I want you to stuff me like you stuff your crust. You melt my heart like you melt my cheese.
He loved it. Next, I'm going to speak to someone who's got a Love Island-themed job.
Scott Mills.
So the whole UK has gone mad for Love Island.
Yeah, the latest example of which, Scott, is the Lincoln Student Union last night, who had a PA from the fake baby that was used in Love Island as one of the tasks. So
what?
Chris and Liv's fake baby, which they called Cash Hughes, was doing his first club PA last night.
Well, so it's a toy baby.
At Lincoln Student Union. And yeah, they've sent me pictures and there's like a queue of people having selfies with the doll.
With a doll baby.
And like waving to the crowd.
Because it was on TV.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone's gone mad. Hi, Ollie. What's your Love Island themed job, please?
My normal 9-to-5, I'm sat behind a desk. But on a weekend, I occasionally partake with Butlers and Bums as a naked butler.
Naked butler there.
Okay.
Yep.
How did you get into that line of work?
So I got approached in the gym by one of the guys, and then he got me along to a job, and 2.5 years later, I'm still doing it.
Hang on, talk to me about that situation. So someone comes wandering over, just, hello, do I be a naked butler?
Yeah, he just sort of came over to me, approached me, and obviously there was a slight build-up of like hellos and type thing before this, and then he just said, I didn't suppose you'd be interested in becoming a naked butler, and obviously I was slightly shocked at the idea.
How do you
idea.
Ask someone that?
And what do you have to wear, Ollie, in your job?
Minimal. Standard uniform is a penny, just covering your front.
Yeah. Penny with a hole in, is it? Or
penny with a hole in with the back shirt.
Yeah, sure. I can imagine
that's
it.
That's what I meant.
You know what I mean, Scott? It's a penny at the front, uh-huh. But if he turns round,
yeah, okay,
cheeks.
Got you. Right, got you. Okay,
yeah,
and obviously the top half is on show there.
Top half's on show, indeed, yeah.
Bow tie.
And with a little bow tie, and of course.
Do you know, this is something that's never happened to me or you in the gym, is it?
No.
No one comes up to you and goes, do you want to be a naked butler? I just can't understand why.
So what's even madder is you said yes to this and were like, brilliant. What was the next stage?
So next stage, they grab my details and then
signed you up.
That was quick.
Signed me up, yeah. And then they passed me over the penny. And then I went off to my first job.
The first time you did it, were you nervous? Explain that situation. What was the very first time you had to do it?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous for the first one, not going to lie. But you just sort of... I didn't really get told fully the whole plan.
There we go.
So I kind of went in slightly blind. But I think that kind of helped because you just sort of prepared yourself for everything and anything. But luckily, I had a really nice group. So they were really... gentle with me.
What do you mean group? Like hen party?
Yeah, hen parties. I've done them all, if I'm honest. Like, I've done hen parties, actually a wedding, baby showers, everything and anything. It's a really good laugh, and if you ever fancied it, I'm sure we could find you a penny and you could come along to Brighton.
No, that's not for me. I thought you were offering your services to us.
Oh, all that indeed, yeah.
Okay. So what's the latest thing that you've been asked to do, Ollie?
The latest thing we've been asked to do is a Love Island-themed hen party.
Okay.
So how this is going to happen, I believe, is the girls will hire out this certain house in Brighton, and then 10 or so guys will come along, me being one of those guys, in swimwear. The girls are going to be picking us.
Right.
To be coupled up with for the rest of the evening. And then there'll be a series of like challenges and so on, all themed around the ones which you had in like Love Island.
Wow, someone's really cashing in here, aren't they?
This is mad.
Really, really well. I'm hoping I'm not going to have a Marcel and not get picked. I'm slightly worried.
Oh, no, that's the worst bit. So you've all got to stand in line, one by one, you'll get picked. And then you're going to have to do games and stuff like License to Swill.
Exactly, yeah, like all the games, the sausage one, and I don't think there's going to be a cash prize, sadly.
No.
But it sounds like it's going to be a right laugh.
But how far does the coupling up go? I take it there's no Rudy's.
I hope not.
You would hope not.
I doubt it very much. I think it's all going to be like a bit of fun and games, a tongue in cheek.
Not the right thing to say.
Wrong word.
Well.
Bit of innuendo finger there.
Right. Ollie, when's the first one?
I think it's in a few months or so.
Okay.
I can definitely let you guys know.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to fill us in on exactly what happened there, please.
I will, definitely.
If there's anyone else out there jumping on this Love Island bandwagon, like with parties or, I don't know, like events, I'm sure there must be more. Let us know. Ollie, keep us up to date, all right?
I will indeed.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Gene DeMond, Gorgon City. That's Real Life. Tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo, it's this man.
In today's challenge, the boys and girls are going head-to-head in a giant game of spin the bottle. Guess who emptied that bottle last night? I'll give you a clue. He's got a Scottish accent, a sore head, and he stinks of cava. Anyway, girls are up first.
Everyone knows that voice. Everyone's missing him. So we've got him on tomorrow. The voice of Love Island, Ian Sterling, playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
BBC, Scott Mills.
We have a truly epic live lounge month coming up. Such a good lineup. But I feel that there's one clue that we're missing. Have you seen the online teaser? It's a picture of like a living room and loads of clues in the picture that will lead you to some of the artists. It was put up before Clara announced the entire lineup earlier. But I think there might be someone missing off of it, and we think we know who it might be. That's coming up.
One.
Brighton band Fickle Friends are my tune of the week with Glue. That's coming later. You know when you go around to like girlfriend or boyfriends and the mum gets out old pictures of you and it's really embarrassing? One of Fickle Friends' family has been on and sent a really embarrassing email about one of the members. I'll read it out to you soon. Here's Coldplay and Big Sean.
BBC Radio 1.
September is Live Lounge month on Radio 1. And there's a very clever picture online, which is kind of like a live lounge teaser. Have you seen it, Chris?
I have. I've got it in front of me at the moment. So yeah. It's like someone's living room.
Yeah. And it's very clever. It's on Twitter and Insta. It gives you loads of clues as to who the artists might be who are playing Live Lounge Month before Clara announced it. So, for instance, there's a book on the shelf I can see there in the living room that says Budapest. That's probably George Ezra.
I'm just looking to see what I can get from it, Scott. There's a pink sofa. So I assume that's pink.
Yes.
Yes. Am I doing it right?
I think you're doing it right, yeah.
But the problem is you read into some of the other items and it could mean someone else. You know, I see a remote control there. So I'm looking down the list of names trying to work out who the remote control would be. Is it Craig David? But what would the link be? Oh, no, but Craig David is the 7 days on the calendar. So who's the remote control for?
I don't know. It's very clever, though. Also on the wall, if you have a look behind the TV, there's like a neon sign that you might find in some special clubs. And it says the word honey on it. And you guys have gone into meltdown thinking, well, who's honey? Which is the sign on the wall on this teaser. So there's one act, I can tell you, one secret act that has not been announced yet. And I'm just thinking it might be the honey one.
But loads of people started messaging us saying, like, the secret act isn't that one act that we're all thinking, right?
Yeah. Well, we are all thinking it. Well, we are anyway, me and you.
It would be an odd move from Clara.
But you never know. There are a lot of artists playing Live Lounge Month. So let's say hello to our mystery caller and ask them if the honey on the wall in this online teaser means they're playing Live Lounge Month. Caller, please reveal yourself.
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G. It's Honey G. When I say honey, you say G. Honey.
G.
Honey.
G.
When I say honey, you say G. Honey.
G.
Honey.
G.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Y'all.
So who's this then?
This is Honey G.
Hi, Honey G.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Really good. Good to speak to you again. So it does say honey on the wall in this picture online. Can you confirm or deny, are you playing Radio 1's Live Lounge Month in September?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was. I wish I was.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can pull a few strings, yeah. Get me an invite.
It does say honey, and me and Chris, we're thinking, well, that's got to be who it is, but obviously not.
Well, you're just going to have to put me down for it, mate, now I'm on air. Like,
I think it's already sorted, but like, I'll tell you what, like, I'll put a word in for... They do it every year, so...
Well, Honey G, who would you like to perform with? I mean, maybe we could just throw you in there with whoever's on. Foo Fighters?
Jay-Z's on.
Wow. Yeah, man, just pair me up with Jay-Z, that'll do.
Stormzy?
Oh, Oh yes, Stormzy. Would love to perform with Stormzy as well.
Well, we're a bit disappointed to be honest, but I know you've got a new song out, right?
It's Hit You With The Honey G. It is out right now. It's gonna go down.
What's it about?
What, my track?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to write about my life and my experiences, and I can't give too much away, but yeah, I mean, I just like to write about, you know, things, people, myself, my experiences.
Sounds deep.
Yeah, I found it. Hang on. Here it is.
I'm a bad girl. I'm bussing. My moves on the dance floor, meshing up the vibe, tearing up the scene, tearing up the dance floor. I'm a hot girl. I'm a fly girl. I'm the realest chick in the game, the baddest chick in the game, the hottest chick in the game. This is how I do. This is how I roll. You know how I fly.
Honey G, it's great to speak to you, and thanks for clearing up that speculation.
No worries. Take it easy. Later.
Later. See you soon.
When I hit you with the honey G, when I hit you with the honey G.
Yeah. So we can confirm Honey G is
what
not.
Is that?
I don't know.
That's mad.
Honey G is not the secret guest during this year's Live Lounge Month, even though it does say honey on the wall in the visual online trailer. But here is a brilliant mashup of all of the artists that are playing Live Lounge Month in September.
Let's go.
Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cooking raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl.
Woo! She said where she wanna go.
The best of you.
I want something just like this.
Something like this.
Did I hear sounds in my mind?
And every too big to rebel. One.
Okay, I've just been told, and no one was expecting this. What a brilliant mashup, by the way. Whoever made that, bravo. I've been told that Clara shot down the Honey G rumours hours ago.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for that.
Good to hear it from the horse's mouth, though, so
is.
To speak.
Yeah. We had to call her and see. Honey is apparently the reason the honey's on the wall is because it's Lord.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's a green light.
Ah.
The neon sign is a green light. But why does it say honey, though? I'm really confused.
Scott Mills.
Right. Who is up for a bit of midweek Bumbleo action? Because I feel that we all really need it today.
I'm very keen. Obviously, we got back at like 6 o'clock this morning, Scott. I've been kind of looking forward to Bumbleo Wednesday today.
Yeah.
Plus, Wednesday is proper hump day now, isn't it?
Totally.
And it's downhill to the weekend. So I say we all deserve a Bumbleo. Let's Bumbleo hard today.
I think Wednesday's always been hump day, Chris. But yeah.
No, but some days, some weeks, you know, when the week goes quickly, it doesn't feel so much like hump day. Or is that just me?
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado.
Let's have a good gap, Mills.
Come on.
Chief Economic Advisor has insisted that though he will be tough during Brexit talks, he won't seek to punish Britain. Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament...
Good name. And from earlier...
I'm going to... Yeah, I hope not.
You would hope not.
I doubt it very much. I think it's all going to be like a bit of fun and games, of tongue-in-cheek.
Naked butler there.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was
is somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newspeak's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig.
So good. Can I hear it again?
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
Go on, Tina.
Only there was somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newspeak's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her.
Better,
legendary.
But now, I can't imagine my life without you.
And that's how you feel about a spray tan.
Caller, please reveal yourself.
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. When I say honey, you say G. Honey.
G.
Honey.
G.
When I say honey, you say G. Honey.
G.
Honey.
G.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Y'all.
So who's this then?
That was a massive gap. Come on, Mills, let's go. Where are you? Come on, 81199. Bumbling in the car is Hattie and Kaz off of Liverpool. The Hitchens are bumbling in their car on the way to Grandma's, first day of the holidays. Sam driving from London to St. Helens. Mark from Shrewsbury, the plumber, on his way to a call out in Wolverhampton. Sophie in Shropshire. Getting keen for the Royal Welsh Show tomorrow. Oh, you'll love it. That's where I was last night.
I like that, how she's getting prepared for it. She says she's bumbling while sorting spuds, getting ready for the Royal Welsh Show tomorrow. It's like pre-spuds.
Yeah.
Matt from Derby is stuck in Warsaw in traffic going home. Ed loved the gap today in a very cold Torquay.
Joe Buckingham says on Twitter, what is going on? Well, it's Bumbleo Wednesday. So obviously what you've just heard there is an assortment of clips from the show, stuff that's made us laugh, and now we're bumbleoing hard.
We are, to celebrate it being halfway through the week. Vicky in Cardiff is bumbleoing hard, and so is Natalie in the rain in Bedford. Bumbleo!
Bumbleo.
Bumbling from Manchester to Bradford to watch Newcastle United tonight. That's Matt and Laura.
Shout out to Alex the window cleaner, bumbling his squeegee off in Northampton.
40 of those.
Bumbling my dusters off at work. Love the Peppa Pig clip, says Katie. It is one of the best.
It is up there, isn't it?
This person is bumbling all the way from Mar del Plata, Argentina. Whoa. Yes, Argentina. Ben and Claire, Bumbleo in the car. Ben and Inverness loved the massive gap today. Well from Essex in the lab. Rich in Quadring after a beans on toast lunch. Oh. And Ryan in Bournemouth, and that is your lot for today's Bumbleo Wednesday.
Yes.
Blaze it!
Scott Mills.
Do you ever think there are names, people's names in life, that are just really attractive sounding?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
That's coming up after three. Bangers is on in a minute.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, I've lost all track with Bangers. How are we getting on?
It is one all. We're drawing so far.
Okay. Oh, at least I've not got to do trousers down on Friday. That's good.
It's always a worry for you.
Yeah, it is. Hello, James.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What do you do?
I'm a letting agent in Portsmouth.
Okay, cool.
There's loads of stuff I want to ask letting agents, because I think on the front line, when you're a letting agent, you have to lie a lot, which means if you have to lie a lot...
Come on, I knew you'd go down this road. I'm sure you're very responsible and trustworthy,
James. No, it means that there must be lots of confessions as well.
I'm the most honest letting agent in Portsmouth, I promise.
Yeah, in the whole of Portsmouth.
I like the terminology you use to switch things up, to make things look nicer.
Well, not you, James.
So if the area is a bit of a dump, you use the phrase like up and coming or something like that.
It's only a 5 minute walk from somewhere nice.
You're always a 5 minute walk from somewhere, aren't you?
To be fair, I have heard that quite a lot. It's an up and coming area. Okay.
Small. That generally in your speak is cosy.
Oh, it's always cosy. Yeah.
Any other ones?
You've always got to find an advantage. It's always nice and bright if the window's open.
James, can you be honest with me here? So my best mate's little brother, I shouldn't name him in case he gets in trouble for this, but apparently what he does is sometimes on viewings, he will arrange a load of viewings around the football on a Saturday, then go and sit in someone's house where he's kind of arranged an open house or where all the viewings are going to be, and then he sits in there and watches their TV and just sort of sets himself up for the day. He has a lovely time.
Uses the loo, etc.
Yeah. Do you do that?
Not something as much as that, but I might arrange a viewing for 12:30 on a Saturday to get a cheeky early finish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got you. Okay, here's what I've got you today on Bangers, James. Yes. I mean, this is quite quite me, this. It's Taylor Swift, 22.
James, what are you saying?
Yeah, like this? Yeah, that's a tune.
Okay, well, that's one option. You can have my option today, which is this. Good tune, right, Mills? This is Shakedown at Night. James, you're being very quiet on this one.
Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking.
Just thinking it through. That's all good.
Okay.
Do we need to sell those to you in letting agent speak, or do you just want to get on with it?
Yeah, sell it to me, Chris, because you're a bit behind at the moment.
Well, mine is very roomy, and it's an attractive option.
It's a modern classic.
Yeah.
Mine's more traditional affair. Mm. Actually, I don't know how to sell mine. No. It's just a good song.
We couldn't do your job.
It's a good song. It's a couple of good songs. I usually go with Chris, and today it's going to be Scott.
Yes!
Why? Because this is an amazing track, that's why. Oh,
absolute robbery.
Whatever, here come the police.
Outrageous.
Someone's called the FBI, apparently, and the Secret Service.
Yeah, and Anthony on Twitter said, robbery, call the police, FBI, Secret Service, MI5, Navy, and the Army.
Okay.
Madness. I agree.
You're
under a citizen's arrest.
You're under a citizen's arrest. And you.
You are.
You're under citizen's arrest.
That is an outrage.
Place your hands on the car.
Robbery, right. You're under a citizen's arrest.
Wow. So we've got a bank of callers lined up. Chris and I don't know their names, but we'll decide if they've got a fit name or not so much. You know, there are some names that are just really attractive. That's coming up. This is Jay-Z, who is confirmed for Radio 1's Live Lounge Month in September, along with Miley, Foo Fighters and 30 Seconds to Mars. For details online.
Scott Mills.
We were talking about this yesterday in the office. There are some names of people that are just fit names.
Yeah. What are you saying about my name?
Chris
Stark.
It's quite fit.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you could see it on a film poster.
And mine?
Well, yeah, but yours is different because I think we've got so used to growing up with the name Scott, with the name Scott Mills, that it's quite an epic name. Do you know what I mean? Associate your name with a quality broadcast,
that kind of
thing.
You really pulled that back there.
Well, no, I just, you know what I'm saying though? Like, whereas if you'd never really done this job, maybe the name Scott Mills would sound a bit rubbish.
To be fair, mine does sound good on a jingle, doesn't it?
Scott Mills.
It's one of the better ones here, I'd say.
Thank you. But there are some names that are really attractive. Obviously, you know who I am.
Mm.
But we've got a load of callers lined up now. They're going to tell us their full name, and we're just going to say, yes, fit name or not. Because I think you can just tell as soon as they tell you.
But are you saying then that you can kind of tell how fit someone's going to be just from their name?
No, I'm not saying the person is necessarily hot. It's just they've got an attractive sounding name.
I think you can tell.
Pixie Lott.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Hot name.
It is a hot name.
But also a hot person. For instance, in my experience, I've never met an unhot Harry.
Have you not?
No. So let's go to the lines. Hello, line one. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Dean Prosser.
Dean Prosser.
Dean Prosser.
It certainly is.
Would you be excited about meeting a Dean Prosser, Scott?
To be fair, I don't generally trust Deans.
That's true.
No, I mean, just in the past, you know, like Deans are generally bad news.
Yeah,
bad
boys. Really, I have heard on the show.
Yeah. Have we said about Deans before?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You certainly have.
However, with the surname, yes, fit name.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was hoping for that.
Yeah.
It's funny because there's no real reason why some of these names are fit.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
They just sound good. Line two. Hello. Who's that?
Hi. My name is James Beaumont.
James Beaumont.
Yes.
Yes.
How's that?
Yeah.
I'm undecided.
It's working
on that
for me,
one.
James.
It,
why?
Does it? I don't know.
Oh, come on. French.
There you go.
Beaumont. And would you say that you are fit?
I don't know. This girl I've been dating recently must think I am, so...
True,
yeah.
Can I just take this opportunity to ask her to be my girlfriend?
Well, this has taken a turn. Okay, right, so you're dating her at the moment, right?
Yeah, I'm dating her.
Well, where is she at the moment?
She's actually on holiday in Budapest, but she's listening in, so...
Okay, well, do the big question then. We'll put in some really kind of floaty romantic music for you.
Okay, I've got some music for you. This should work. Okay, go for it, James.
Hi, Amelia. Will you go out with me and be my girlfriend?
Oh, this is too cute. You obviously like Amelia. Also a hot name, by the way.
Yeah, we've been dating for quite a while.
Can you text us if she says yes?
Yeah, okay, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we better get on with the hot names thing.
Yeah, but that is great. I like how that swerved in that direction. All right, thanks, James.
Right. Cheers, mate. Bye.
That's now how it goes. Line three, your name, please.
Hello, my name is Lizzie Loudon-Foxon.
Yes. Lizzie Loudon-Foxton. Have I got that right?
Foxton without a T.
Definite hot name. Hello, line four, who are you?
Hello, my name's Donna Fowles.
Donna?
Donna, so it's D-A-N-A and then Fowles, which is F-O-W-L-E-S. I have to spell it out quite a lot.
Donna Fowles.
No, not Donna, Dana.
Yeah, Dana.
Donna Fowles. Mm.
Donna Fowles.
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid it's a no from me.
Oh, well, my mum's going to be devoed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so muggy.
It is quite muggy.
Line five. Line five, who are you?
Hi, my name is Zoe Ajiwa.
Hot name, no contest.
Definite hot name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, I'd be buzzing if I were you.
Yeah.
Buzzing, yeah, it's made my day.
Whipping through these calls. Line six, hello.
Hello, it's Josh Cockett here.
Sorry?
Sorry.
Josh Cockett.
Laugh.
Yes, you heard right.
Hot name.
Definite hot name.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
Well, you can imagine what primary school was like for
yeah,
me then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And secondary school and work, come to think of it.
Right, man. No, you're good.
Good on you, Mr. Cockett.
Cheers, mate.
Scott Mills.
I like the hot names game. We can do it again. So, Fickle Friends is my tune of the week. I like it when relatives or friends get in touch of the band.
But every day there's been a sort of different fact about Fickle Friends. One day they were making couscous, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't here on that day. And then it just seems like something different's happening every day.
All the band have piled in this week, pretty much. But we've not mentioned Sam, the drummer. But handily, his dad's been on, Paul Morris. He says, I'm a very proud dad. I've heard that you've had a bit of banter with Natty and Harry from the band this week. Thought you might like some info from another member of the band. Sam has played drums since he was seven. I don't understand this bit. His first drum kit being his mum. Pots in each hand, hi-hat and bass drum being the feet. He got his grade A distinction by the age of 15 and hasn't looked back since. Oh, I love it when dads are on, like, with their little, like, proud facts. This is Fickle Friends and Glue. It's our tune of the week.
Cool yourself.
Sounded really good. I love Fickle Friends. Proper summer vibe, says Michael. Listening from Orlando. I love that song. Who's it by? It's by Fickle Friends. They're from Brighton and it's called Glue. Just now we spoke to a guy on the hot name game called James Beaumont, and we've now got Amelia, who he's been seeing, on the line. Hey, Amelia.
Hi.
You're
Hi.
In Budapest, right?
Yeah, I'm in Budapest.
On holiday?
Yeah, I'm interrailing with friends.
Oh, cool, okay. So James was just on and he said that you were seeing each other. Were you actually listening? Because he said you'd be listening.
No, I wasn't listening.
Oh, okay, right. Cool.
And no, respect for being honest. That's okay.
No, it's fine.
We just got a bit of a situation then.
So there was a question that he wanted to ask you. Can I replay what he said?
Yeah.
Okay, have a listen to this. Here's James on the line just a few minutes ago.
Hi, Amelia. Will you go out with me and be my girlfriend?
Oh, this is too cute.
So he said he'd been seeing you for a while and just wants to know if you will be his actual girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Good news, yes? Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, please, thank God.
Oh. That could have been awkward.
Imagine if that was a... Okay, Amelia, I'll let you get back to your holiday. Thanks for making James and myself happy today.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm so glad that worked out. It was a risk, but that went well, I think. We're back tomorrow at 1, and playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 is the voice of Love Island, Ian Sterling. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.